everything is moving now towards a full registration under a Section 3 full registration, and we're pleased with our progress. We're getting a lot of feedback from EPA, so we know they're looking at the package that we submitted, and they have us on their work plan officially for 2012, and they've given us what's called a PREA date, which is the official date for them to have a decision of February 1 of 2013. So we do have what is a defined timeline. It isn't an absolute timeline. It doesn't mean that they can't see things that they want more information. They're constantly asking us for more information or clarifications or additional work. Right now, we have things ongoing at the moment that are part of things that EPA wants to see. So that's just a dynamic and ongoing process, and we just need to comply with what they ask us to do. But we're making great progress this year.
Full registration, that would mean, if granted, pretty much unlimited use for acreage in Florida citrus?
That's what we've requested, and that's what that would imply. A Section 3 full registration would allow it to be used on any oranges and around oranges in Florida and for any type purpose, as far as the way we've written the label that we've submitted to EPA. Now, this is all subject to their review and their approval, but our hope is that we think this all makes sense. We've looked at it internally. We've done the things that EPA does, and we believe this should be registered and should be a registrable compound, and it should be able to be used broadly within oranges in Florida, particularly for processed use. We feel reasonably good about this timeline, and unless we hear something really distinctly different from them so far, we feel like we're on a good track.
You've been working on this for 8 years now, I think you said.
That's correct. And we're very much ready to move to a new phase.
And that's 8 years in partnership with the Department of Citrus. I hear growers, when they mention CMNP, what's the cost going to be? And, of course, as you've told people, that depends on what the volume is, that the commitment you get to use this, correct?
Yes. The agreement that we have with the DOC is that they will decide where this would be used outside of Florida, as far as any other citrus use around the world. And so we're looking for ways to increase volumes. This is one crop in one state. Most agrochemicals are developed for global use on a range of crops. So our volumes here are very, very small by ag chem terms and chemistry terms. So we're trying to figure out how we can boost those volumes. We've looked at not only mechanical harvesting, but in the interim, as we're making the transition and growers are making capital cost analyses and what type of architecture they're going to have going forward, what kind of harvesters they're going to need. While they're doing that, making those decisions and learning about CMNP, the other thing that they certainly can consider is potentially using this as a hand harvesting aid and increasing their efficiency dramatically and reducing their overall labor pool requirements significantly. So a lot of work to do. We've got some trials planned this year to look at that as well, but we're just looking at as many ways as possible to get volumes up, cost down, so this is the best possible value proposition for a grower. So it's compelling enough that there's really nothing to think about. They just realize that it's the way to go, the thing to do.
You're working as if it's February 1, 2013. You're going to get that commitment from EPA. You need some commitment from growers, or you're hoping to get that. You and the council are working on seeing how much interest there is out there by then, correct, or way before then.
We'll be working on that here in the next few months to get that pulled together, and we had some dialogue this morning with the Harvest Council, but AgriSource will be out talking to growers and determining, trying to get the pulse of how they feel about this going forward. We don't want to, as much as we mentioned earlier, it's been a long time. We're ready to take this thing commercial and start to see some return on investment for us. We don't want to go out so fast that we don't do it effectively and satisfactorily, because as I mentioned in the meeting this morning, one failure can be worth 1,000 successes, and you don't want people having difficulties. You want to try to minimize that and make sure people are successful with what they do. So we're going to try to strike the proper balance with that, get out, give them the education that they need, and work in conjunction with IFAS to get that accomplished. And once that's done, hopefully have the product that's needed as quickly as possible so growers can, we can meet whatever demand that exists. But the discussion this morning with the Harvest Council is to look at that very carefully as to how we want to approach it.
And of course, Tall, if we got February 1 next year, that would allow us to get in for that late season Valencia harvest in 2013, correct?
That's correct. We'd hope to, you know, we'll have to see how we can manage it, because it's not just an, this is not an off the rack world. This is a highly specialized production that we'll need to do for this product. But, you know, ideally, we would like to have product ready and get underway and be able to feed any need that exists in the industry for that February to June period.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.